Vice President. And we would also like to thank the esteemed members of the panel for their insightful presentations. At the outset, we would like to pay tribute to all those who fight against oppression, discrimination, and injustice. Structural racism and discrimination are rooted in legacies of enslavement and colonialism and still prevails around the world with a tremendously negative impact on the enjoyment of human rights. This is a result of the continuous impunity that persists and victims' rights to justice, truth, reparation, and guarantees of non-repetition are rarely fulfilled. Reparatory justice is long overdue. It is necessary for states to invest in strong institutions to provide justice, accountability, and redress. Racially motivated violations, and particularly against people of African descent, are not disconnected from the mass atrocities we are witnessing across the globe today that shows the total disregard for the international legal system by states who claim to champion it. And it demonstrates very clearly that states view the system as having been created to serve former colonial powers to continue to exploit humanity to serve their political and economic interests. We need to consider more closely whether these double standards are related to skin color and a fundamental racist application of international law. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to